So a week down the track, how is the normally peaceful city of Christchurch coming to terms with the tragedy? Our reporter Ben Knight is there.
Look, there's going to be another march here today, what's called a love march. I think you're going to see quite a lot of this. This one's been organised by school children, just getting a real sense that this is a country that is right behind the people from the Al Noor Mosque and behind themselves. It was really fascinating to see last night on New Zealand television female newsreaders wearing headscarves in a show of solidarity with right. the Islamic community. It's kind of hard to imagine that happening in Australia at the moment, but you know, you look at the newspapers here this morning, at the other media sites, there's been no massive outcry. You do have a look on some of the Facebook sites, and there are of course people out there who are angry that the call to prayer was broadcast across the country. But on the whole, that seems to be a pretty tiny minority, and this is a nation that's displaying quite remarkable unity and solidarity.
And we've been learning more about the man who's been charged and his digital footprint, if you like. Are we hearing anything more about the alt-right culture in New Zealand and how it compares to what's happening in Australia?
Tom, when I got here, the first thing I wanted to do was to try and find out what is going on with the alt-right, particularly in Christchurch. And initially, I did discover that, in fact, there had been a pretty disturbing incident a couple of years ago when a local businessman was fined after he turned up to the Al Noor Mosque, one of the ones that was attacked, with a box of pig's heads. But other than that, there didn't seem to be a lot. There have been some alt-right, extreme right rallies that took place in some cities across New Zealand, but that goes back to 2012-2013, and since then doesn't seem to have been a lot. One counter-terrorism expert I spoke to said the numbers have seemed to have remained the same. And it's interesting to compare that with what's, of course, going on in Australia at the moment, where you are seeing exactly these sorts of rallies. Lauren Southern and Stefan Molyneux, who were darlings of the extreme right, came to Australia last year. They were spoken to by conservative journalists and commentators. When they left Australia and came to New Zealand, the mayor of Auckland said, "You're not speaking here," banned them from the city's venues. And they had to leave. Even back then, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said, "We're hostile to their views." She said she's quite proud that New Zealanders have reacted this way, that those views are not shared by this country. So it's quite a difference that even though this attack happened here, the alt-right seems to be more visible and present in Australia than it is in New Zealand at the moment.
Ben Knight reporting there from Christchurch.